And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 12th of November, 2016. It's the birthday of Elizabeth Cady Stanton, born 1815 in Johnstown, New York. She was famous feminist, women's rights pioneer, abolitionist, who worked in partnership with Susan B. Anthony to convince the world that women had the right to vote and buy property and divorce their husbands if they so chose. Stanton was married. She married a fellow abolitionist, Henry Stanton. They settled in Seneca Falls, New York, and they had 7 children, so Stanton was unable to travel very much because of her children. She referred to herself as a caged lioness. Susan B. Anthony had no children. She was free to travel. And so Stanton wrote the speeches, and Susan B. Anthony delivered them. Stanton said, "I forged the thunderbolts, and she fired them." And even though she was not allowed to vote legally, Elizabeth Cady Stanton became the first woman to run for Congress. 1866. She lost. She received only 24 votes, but it was a start. She died in 1902, 18 years before women were given the right to vote. It's the birthday of the author Tracy Kidder, New York City, 1945, author of works of nonfiction, Strength in What Remains, Among School Children, his book entitled House. His first book was The Soul of a New Machine, a look at the engineers who were at work on a microcomputer in the late 1970s. His latest book, A Truck Full of Money, a biography of the software pioneer and internet entrepreneur Paul English. It's the birthday of the children's novelist Mikhail Ende, born in Garmisch-Partenkirchen, Germany, 1929, most famous for his book The Never-Ending Story. And it's the birthday of songwriter Neil Young, Toronto, 1945. Here's a poem for today by Billy Collins entitled Sirens. Not those women who lure sailors onto a reef with their singing and their tresses, but the screams of an ambulance bearing the sick, the injured, and the dying across the rational grid of the city. We get so used to the sound, it's just another sharp in the city's tune. Yet it's one thing to stop on a sidewalk with other pedestrians to watch one flashing and speeding down an avenue while a child on a corner covers her ears and a shopkeeper appears in a doorway. But it's another thing when one gets stuck in traffic and seems to be crying for its mother who has fled to another country. Everyone keeps walking along then, eyes cast down, for after all, there's nothing we can do, and today we are not the one peering up at the face of an angel dressed in scrubs. Some of us are late for appointments a few blocks away, while others have the day off and take their time angling across a broad, leafy avenue before being engulfed by the green of a park. Sirens, a poem by Billy Collins from The Rain in Portugal, published by Random House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices, subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Lumosity, brain training with over 50 challenging games from scientists and game designers exploring new ways to research human cognition. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.